Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks and ammonium nitrate appear to have been the fuel that ignited the massive explosion that rocked the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Experts and videos of the blast suggest the scale of the damage from the epicenter of the explosion at the port of Beirut to the windows blown out miles away resembles other blasts involving the chemical compound commonly used as an agricultural fertilizer. As schools across the country make decisions on regarding how to reopen safely, the CDC says the chance that a child will die from COVID-19 is one in a million. Kids will be going back to school in South Dakota. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Our kids need to be in school. It's better for them. We've got a lot of kids that haven't checked in since this virus hit. It's really our most vulnerable population that needs to be back in those classrooms.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At least six people are dead after tropical storm Isaias spawned tornadoes and dumped rain inland during its march up the East Coast. Isaias made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in North Carolina. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on its way to the Northeast. The National Hurricane Center says Isaias is now moving into Canada. Some governors are joining together to get millions of coronavirus test kits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
A coalition of governors from seven states announced an interstate compact to expand COVID-19 testing. Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia joined the compact, along with the Rockefeller Foundation, to expand rapid point-of-care antigen tests for the coronavirus by purchasing more than 3 million.
President Trump also says coronavirus testing will continue to increase across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
On Tuesday, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz hosted a Senate subcommittee hearing on Antifa. The title of the hearing was The Right of People Peacefully to Assemble, Protecting Free Speech by Stopping Anarchist Violence. As the hearing was ending, Democratic Senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, decided to walk out.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono.
Thank you.
And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You
are not listening. Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the seven Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers Nazis, stormtroopers, and Gestapo, to be fair. I have not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi, and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1962 when actress Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her hotel room. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. Getting
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it's not only America. It seems like the world is in chaos right now. Have you heard? Chris was just reported. We've been talking about it a little bit this morning. When I get into deeper detail as to this explosion that happened in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, yesterday, causing injuries and some damage, as social media footage showed a blast and shockwave that could be seen for miles. At least 70 people were killed and more than 3,000 were injured. We have a professor at the American University in Beirut, Nasser Yassin, describing hearing a missile or jet-type sound in the seconds leading up to the massive explosion that rocked Beirut, Lebanon.
Really, really, very, very, very massive. I haven't seen this. I've lived the civil war in Lebanon, Israeli invasion, different assassination, but this is, I think, the biggest explosion that happened in Lebanon up to my, you know, experience and knowledge. I was outside Beirut, not far from Beirut, but overlooking it, and we were shaken. And actually, we've heard seconds before some kind of an air jet or a sound of a missile, if I can say. I'm not an expert in military affairs, but we've heard for a couple of seconds something like a sound, and then we've heard the bomb. And from the images that I've seen, the damages are huge in the port area. I think the whole port area might have been all, you know, demolished altogether. The radius.
And we're listening to a description of the blast from a professor at the American University in Beirut, Nasser Yassin. With us right now is Dan Perkins. Dan, we appreciate you being able to come on at the last minute and report on this active situation. Dan is a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host as well. So what are you making of this? I think this is a lot more than just, an explosion of a fireworks factory. What do you think?
Well, the latest report that I heard just before you came on the air was over 100 people killed and 4,000 injured. And they believe that there was a warehouse on the port, which, by the way, is under the control of Hezbollah, that had 2,700 tons of ammonia stored in a warehouse that were actually captured by the UN in 2014. And put in this warehouse in storage while they were trying to figure out what to do with it. So, if you think back to Timothy McVeigh in the bombing, he used ammonia and fertilizer to create a massive bomb that blew out the whole side of a building, if you can remember those pictures.
Exactly.
So, the question is, you have to have an intense amount of heat to explode or ignite the ammonia. So that, as you were talking about hearing some kind of a sound, a whistling sound before the explosion. It's certainly within their own possibility, and it's pure speculation on my part that Hezbollah might have used a SAM type missile, or for that matter, even a rocket launcher to send that particular weapon into the warehouse, knowing that the intensity of the heat would explode. And then, as I understand it so far, is that when it exploded, when the ammonia exploded, then you had a spillover to other warehouses, and this is where the fireworks may have come into play. Apparently, there was another warehouse on the port that had some storage of some fireworks displays, which then ignited and exploded and sent projectiles into other parts. So the pictures show a massive crater showing the power of 2,700 tons of ammonia.
Wow. Dan, what's the likelihood of some Israeli involvement? There are some reports that you might have Israel and Iran and its proxies somehow involved in this story. We do know that Israel is preparing something, because they have got forces being aligned in the northern border.
Well, you raise a really good question there, Bill, because by and large, there's been very little talk and very few things happening in the Middle East because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, you may have seen the interview of the president of Iran, who said that he thought that they had already had 25 million cases of the epidemic, COVID-19. And he said in an interview that he thought maybe 25 to 30 million more. Now, we're talking about a country that's only got 83 million people in its population. So we're talking, add the two numbers together, and you're looking close to almost 60 million people out of an 83 million population that are going to be have the virus. And you and I talked a long time ago about the difference in the public health care systems within the Middle East, and especially in the Islamic nations, is incredibly poor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether there's a political motive here, but I know that nothing's been going on because the world is trying to fight the virus, and maybe Hezbollah is trying to do something to stir the pot, if you would, just to get back on the stage again.
Exactly. Well, like the Democrats, not going to waste any good crisis, right?
Oh, sure. Yes. Yes.
Seems to be the order of the day. It seems to be universal no matter where you are in the United States. Right? Exactly. Sadly. But that seems to be, hey, don't forget about me. I need some attention. It's what we call a perverted idea of the attention disorder deficit, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a very good observation, because it's absolutely true. The Iranian leadership, can you imagine? I don't know whether the numbers are true, because their numbers that they report to Johns Hopkins and to the European CDC are skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend who is an Iraqi refugee who has a lot of contacts in Iran and Iraq, and he said that the government is under enormous pressure because of their inability to handle this virus. You know, and if you just had 25 million cases, and the deaths that have been reported are pretty high for a country the size of Iran. So the government was under tremendous pressure to do something because of the sanctions that the United States had put on them for their oil.
Exactly. Yeah, economically, they were already super stressed anyway. And so now you bring COVID. I mean, we know in a relative sense, in a ratioed sense, what we're dealing with here in America. You can only imagine what they're dealing with. We've got more from Dan after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, beyond keeping it, we have to exercise it, ladies and gentlemen, because what has happened in our country is, as one doctor said, that we have got to focus on, remember we were bending the curve of the infection curve and all this stuff, but now, because of all the hype and you know, reporting, misreporting, the exaggeration, Dan Perkins is with us right now, so he could relate to this. Dan, you know, as I shared with you when I first moved to Florida, and experienced my first hurricane, I thought, wow, this is crazy. I mean, you know, because you got like 7-10 days of reporting, and every 15 minutes, the hyperbole about the danger of the hurricanes just keeps increasing because these talking heads and news operations, they've got to somehow try to keep it interesting. So it gets more and more dramatic with each 15-minute, you know, segment that they do. And I mentioned to you, I go, boy, the average age of Floridians is such that they're going to cause massive heart attacks, you know, and cardiac arrests here in the state because the way they hype this thing, it goes on forever, like, you know, 10 days. And so now here we are with COVID that has just, you know, allowed them to really exercise the hyperbole all the more. Let's abandon the truth. Let's fudge the numbers. Let's lock people down. And the net result of this, all this time later, Dan, is people are scared out of their skulls. Mask, no mask, yes. Social distancing. I mean, we're no longer. I mean, forget about liberties. We are a scared America right now.
Yeah, I wrote a commentary right. I mean, within a day or two after the riots broke out in late May, and I said, I'm concerned that the magnitude of the riots and the protests over the country were going to cause a spike, and we're going to find out if we're right if we look and see what happens in those major cities that had thousands and thousands of people not following the CDC outlines, guidelines, and with no masks and social distancing and everything else, and I think that there was a seminal moment, Bill, last Friday in the House committee when Jim Jordan of Ohio asked Dr. Fauci, the assembly of the people at the riots around the country cause the spread of the virus?
Mm-hmm.
And he would not admit that. He would not. Fauci wouldn't say that. He talked about assembly. But specifically whether or not the riots that had tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all over the country
yelling and screaming,
and continued wasn't responsible for part of the resurgence and spread, because if you look at the charts prior to that, everything was going in the right direction.
But he
refused to do that. And then late last week, you may have heard, where the CDC recommended that in addition to masks and gloves, we consider goggles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Did Dr. Fauci buy out a goggles enterprise or something like that?
I don't know. But let me tell you what I think is going to happen, Bill. There is a growing, enormous amount of pressure in the United States to open the schools.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers unions are absolutely opposed to it because it concerns them. And when you look at the demands they want, before they open, like in California, well, the president has to resign and we have to have Medicare for all. I mean, things totally unrelated to the virus. But I think the next step, and I said this to my wife and she said, you may be right. The next step, we've gone masks, gloves, goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Classroom teachers are going to be required to wear gowns.
Right. Yeah, they'll be in hazmat outfits. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just keeps on creeping forward. Again, this is what fear does to you. The other thing that I thought was interesting with Fauci, and I don't blame President Trump for getting a little frustrated, because Fauci's approval rate, I mean, everybody thinks he's God. And they don't realize all these other ramifications, his involvement with remdesivir, for example. And not to mention remdesivir, but this guy owns, last I heard, reported hundreds. And that may be a very underestimated estimate in terms of hundreds of patents on, some pharmaceutical elements that line him up to become very, very, even more so, wealthy. Because he doesn't work. See, people think he works for the government. He doesn't work for the government. you know, he is there as an advisor, but he's not part of the administration. He's not part of the CDC. He is independent. And so this guy, in a sense, he's like the Dianne Feinstein of pharmaceuticals in terms of, I say Dianne Feinstein and also Nancy Pelosi, in terms of the execution of insider trading. He has his own little fiefdom there within the pharmaceutical business, and he's got all this inside track. He sees the things coming down the horizon, and this guy, he does not walk. He runs to the patent office. He secures a patent on all this stuff just in case. And he's done this at the expense of the people. Now, quite interesting, by comparison, here we are talking about TikTok as well, and the president says, hey, Microsoft, I think you ought to buy TikTok. And, oh, yeah, by the way, because I'm putting this at your transom, and I'm laying this at your feet, all this money you're going to gain, the government is going to get their piece of the action as well. I'll guarantee you that Dr. Fauci is not sharing any gain in income. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, you're
Does that make sense?
Right. Absolutely right. So no, it makes a lot of sense.
So this guy, and on top of that, Dan, he can't pitch. Dr. Fauci cannot pitch.
And he goes into the stage, and what does he do? Sit between two people with no mask.
Right. Well, you know, it's all. I mean, it's interesting with all this stuff, but you know, again. We've been taught through the decades here, and the recent ones especially, is you got to follow the money. You know, remdesivir, there's a reason remdesivir is being pushed ahead of hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, as you and I discussed last time, about $10 a dose, okay? $10. That's penny loafer money. And you got all these pharmaceuticals going, and of course Fauci is involved. He's got some interest in remdesivir. Remdesivir is $3,000 a dose. Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, you got all these doctors, frontline doctors coming out anecdotally going, hey, this works. We had two doctors in Bakersfield. They said this works. Big Tech says, no, man, what you're saying, that's against WHO. Like all of a sudden, the WHO controls the holy grail for disease and for COVID-19. So if it doesn't align with what the WHO, because, you know, after all, Dan, the WHO has been so upfront, they've been so credible on everything to do with COVID that they should be the standard, right?
Right.
This thing stinks. This thing stinks from high heaven. And what it's done in the process, because of fear and all the misinformation that's gone on, we're no longer a free America. We're going to need some sort of a major mental enema after everything's all said and done, Dan, because we're messed up. We're going to need some therapy because of the fear and all this misinformation. I'm sorry, I just keep going on and on because I'm really intense about this because I think we're getting worked so badly, and I'm concerned about the everyday Americans who don't know mask, no mask, hydroxychloroquine, which, you know, kind of deal, and then they're just waiting for, you know, a vaccine that's going to reward Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and some of these others that are sitting there like a bunch of vultures, you know, trying to, you know, make sure that they have the main interest or some interest in the vaccine that's finally approved.
Well, next time we get together, we need to talk about that process because the vaccine situation has a lot of people with false hopes, and we need to talk about that with you so that your audience can.
Did we ever have a vaccine for Ebola or AIDS? I mean, you know,
no.
And we didn't get locked down, but here we are locked down to this. And oh yeah, all because of Donald Trump, all because of the election right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the left is doing everything they can to make sure that we coincide and we fall in line. If we don't, we're going to have hell to pay. And we're paying hell right now, Dan.
Yes. Yes. I absolutely agree.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, do not give up. You have to exercise your freedoms, your liberties. He's a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, Dan Perkins. Thank you, Dan.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks and ammonium nitrate appear to have been the fuel that ignited the massive explosion that rocked the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Experts and videos of the blast suggest the scale of the damage from the epicenter of the explosion at the port of Beirut to the windows blown out miles away resembles other blasts involving the chemical compound commonly used as an agricultural fertilizer. As schools across the country make decisions on regarding how to reopen safely, the CDC says the chance that a child will die from COVID-19 is one in a million. Kids will be going back to school in South Dakota. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Our kids need to be in school. It's better for them. We've got a lot of kids that haven't checked in since this virus hit. It's really our most vulnerable population that needs to be back in those classrooms.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Okay, I agree with Danny Gokey there, but hey, don't lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. We just haven't seen it yet because God Almighty knows all this stuff that's going on. I mean, a bomb blast in Beirut, COVID-19 spreading the way it is. It just seems that we're surrounded by an inordinate amount of pressure and antithetical forces. But again, I believe that God's trying to tell us something. Well, it's not that God's trying. I mean, he's trying to get us to hear. He is not even trying. He is telling us, but are we listening? Alex McFarland joins us now, the author, religion, and culture expert. Alex, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. It's always an honor to be on with you. Thanks.
Well, the honor is ours. Alex, let me say, God's trying to tell us something. Are we listening?
Wow. I completely agree. I do believe the Lord is trying to tell us something, that if we continue to turn our back on God, things are only going to get worse.
And we've been turning our back on God for decades now. And look at, you know, we're reaping what we have sown. I mean, we've got 165 kids committing suicide every day, just our kids. Marriages in disarray, even in the church. I mean, the church marriage account is worse than what's happening in the secular world. I mean, people go, hey, why should I go to church? I want to stay married. You know, it's an absolute disaster what is going on right now. We've got riots in the street, buildings being burned, people whose dreams and passions and investments are all up in flames. People are out of work right now. I mean, look at, I don't know how much more chaos America or the world can stand, Alex.
Yeah, well, you know, moral truth are like the laws of physics. I mean, you might not even know about the laws of physics, but it doesn't matter who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you jump off of a building, gravity will, you know, impact you, and then you will impact the ground. Well, moral truth is like that. And part of the reason that America, we're watching it just unravel before our eyes, is that we have spent the last 5 to 6 decades believing, telling ourselves that we can live immorally without repercussions. And it's just not so.
No. Well, like I said, we're reaping what we've sown. And God was very clear, even as he expressed, I think he laid it on the line when he was talking to Cain. Cain was all down in the mouth. God didn't accept his offering, as you recall, in the book of Genesis. And he summed it up pretty quickly for Cain and for the rest of us. And it rings true through the millennia. And just the bottom line was, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Mm-hmm.
And so the question today is, America, how well is it going? And if it's not going well, is it because we've lost our way and we forgot how to do right?
Well, you're so right, Bill, that, the Old Testament says, righteousness exalts a nation, mm-hmm. but sin is a reproach to any people. That's Proverbs 14:34. And the Bible also says things like this: the wicked will be turned to hell, and all the nations that forget God, the grave. And America's no different. Now, I've got kind of progressive, hipster, young Christian ministers and theologians, and they'll say, well, that was written to ancient Israel. Israel's not America. America's not Israel. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that's not for America. Well, I know it was the original audience were the Israelites, of course, in the Old Testament. But it's like gravity. Look, any people group that repents of sin, turns from sin to Christ, and implores the mercy of God, God will be merciful. If we try to live righteously, that does bring blessing and increase. Bill, one of my favorite writers is twice Pulitzer-nominated sociologist and historian Rodney Stark, and he writes about America and, post-Reformation, how America and Europe really grew under Christianity, and prosperity came along, says Dr. Stark, because of, quote, the iron Protestant work ethic. And so, even... not a minister, but a secular historian document that it was a Judeo-Christian worldview that gave us civil rights, stability, prosperity, liberty that we, have enjoyed really up until, the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, I know you were around during the bicentennial, 1976. I was just about 10 or 11 years old. But I remember there was such a great national spirit.
Yes.
And it's almost like in the last 35, 40 years, kind of since the bicentennial or since Reagan's first term, mm-hmm. it's almost been like education and journalism and much of the, the Democrats of 1980 would be conservatives today.
Exactly.
But it's almost been like over the last 40 years, some of the gatekeepers of cultural power have just hated America. Would you agree?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, they've hated America, and they've hated America's God. Because, we can talk about its Christian foundings. But the way I look at it, Alex, is that God honored a covenant made a covenant promise with the pilgrims when they came to America.
Yeah.
They expressed the prayer, God, give us a place where we can come and worship you freely. And God honored their prayer and brought them here to America. And so this is, you've got to go to the foundation. I mean, right now we've got, the 1776 doctrine. We got the new 1619 doctrine based on slavery. And really, you've got to go and you've got to address God's promise to America, to the pilgrims. And you consider in history, what nations did God covenant with in the history of mankind? I don't know of any other but Israel and America. And when some people say, well, that was then, that was meant for Israel and stuff like that, it is all associated with God's you know, traditional and, you know, infallible plan and consistent plan and purpose and character of who he is. So we learn by watching what happened with Israel in terms of what's happening with us. Like right now, we are being shaken. We're being judged. Jonathan Cahn has a great presentation. We just had an hour conversation with him about his new book, Harbinger 2. I tell everybody, this will blow your mind. It will chicken skin you, because the way he unfolds Revelation on how it is consistent with the pattern that God has consistently used.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree with you, Bill. And again, it's such an honor to speak with you. I have such a great respect for you and the journalism that you do. But you're right. The Pilgrims, William Bradford and the Pilgrims, had a covenant with God. An early Christian theologian and leader was Cotton Mather. I know that's a rather unusual name, Cotton Mather. But Cotton Mather said that the first settlers removed here from England, and I love the way this wording goes, to raise their children under the gospel dispensation. Mm-hmm. And Cotton Mather said the Pilgrims wanted their children raised as Christians in a Christian culture, and they believed Christianity would be the religion of their descendants.
Yes.
Now, we know... have you ever on the show talked maybe with my dear friend Bill Federer?
Oh, absolutely.
The vision,
yeah, quite often.
That,
yes,
George Washington had, Washington's,
yes,
vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have been a covenant nation with Almighty God, and I pray, mm-hmm, we would remain so.
Well, if we were ever right, Charles Finney said, revival comes when it's most needed. And we're knocking on it. I mean, I don't know how much more needy we need to arrive at. Certainly it's in God's timing. And I know people talk about revival, but again, I tell you, before revival comes repentance. We need to reconcile our minds, our thoughts, our actions with God Almighty. And that's what doing right is all about, so that it will go well with us. Alex McFarland, the author, religion and culture expert, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Alex, we got to have you back because I know you got a new book coming out too, right?
Brand new book. I want to tell you about it. If,
okay. Start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And boy, we've got some exciting news for you. For the first time ever, Sight and Sound Theaters, you know, one of my favorite places, and we've talked and bragged about them so often. Well, they're bringing a live televised show to the world. After 3 years in development, the spectacular brand new stage production, Queen Esther, which was originally set to premiere in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, back in March of this year. But the world came to a screeching halt, as we all know, and like many others, Sight and Sound went dark. Over 200 shows were canceled, with more than a 500,000 ticket holders unable to experience the show. But now, for one night only, Esther's timely story will come to life like never before in a special worldwide pay-per-view live event available exclusively on Sight and Sound's brand new streaming channel called Sight and Sound TV. Makes sense, right? Well, here with us to tell us more about it is Katie Miller. Katie is the corporate communications manager. And Katie, always great to be talking to you. See, we don't necessarily have to be at a convention in Nashville or Los Angeles to get together. It's nice to get together even on the phone to talk about especially this great news.
It is. And right before I walked into my office to talk to you, someone said, hey, have fun with Bill. I said, I always have fun with Bill. This is one of my favorite interviews ever to do. So thank you so much for having me again.
Well, the team has put together just an incredible option here. So tell us all about this this new streaming Sight and Sound TV channel.
Yeah, well, we are just so excited. You know, this has been an incredibly challenging year. I know not just for us. It has been challenging for everybody in so many, so many different ways. But for us, we were already kind of going down a trajectory over the last couple of years, as you know, we've been talking about it, of continuing to feel God calling us towards expanding our ministry and extending it beyond our two locations, because we know that not everyone can come visit us in person. And so we've been doing things like filming shows and releasing them on DVD or taking them into movie theaters with partnerships with Fathom Events. And we started like last year sometime saying, hey, like, what's going to be the next step for us? We're not really sure what it is. Mm-hmm. And then when everything closed this year and we were not able to have anybody coming to our two locations, it really kind of presented this opportunity to be creative yet again and say, okay, how are we going to continue to provide the Sight and Sound experience, to bring the Bible to life in this hopefully not long-term normal, but this new normal that we're experiencing right now of just physical distancing and limited crowds and people not traveling the way that they were even just a couple of months ago. And so through many steps and a lot of prayer and some miracles that I wish I had time to tell you all about, we launched 2 weeks ago Sight and Sound TV, which is a subscription-based, although it's free, it's a free subscription-based online streaming platform with a lot of free content and then some pay-per-view options as well of our full-length title, show titles.
Mm-hmm. So how can we access the Sight and Sound TV channel?
Yeah, so you can go directly there by going to sight-sound.tv. And everything that you need to know for both the live broadcast of Queen Esther and also just checking out our other titles is right there on the homepage for you.
Oh, very cool. And right now it is absolutely free. But Queen Esther, of course, this is going to be a pay-per-view. And, you know, Katie, what I see happening is that there are a lot of house parties around. And I think that this event really lends itself, you know, we're not talking, you know, particularly in California, getting the governor too nervous because you got too many people in a room. But yes, appropriately socially distanced right now as we continue to deal with COVID-19. But I think it really lends an opportunity because when you can share the experience with friends, Bible study groups, neighbors, whatever, I mean, because this story especially is quite a ministerial outreach, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. And that's one of the things that I think has been the hardest on us this year is that there's, you know, two primary things that we exist to do, and that is bring the Bible to life through Bible stories on stage and then bring people together to experience those Bible stories. And so our inability to bring people together in the way that we typically would has been really hard because it's a big part of just who we are, who God has created us to be as a ministry. And we're so excited to be working with so many different churches that have been reaching out, middle school, you know, high school, youth groups that are reaching out and saying, hey, we are still not able to gather in person, but what we are doing is we are buying, you know, codes, purchasing codes so that our youth group can be watching on at home. And then we're going to do Zoom Bible studies afterwards to talk about Queen Esther's life and Queen Esther's story. And so knowing that this is still happening, that this is still a way that people are using the Sight and Sound experience to connect and be together, is probably one of the things that we're most excited about. And if we were going to handpick a story for this season, we could not have handpicked it any better than the story of Queen Esther. Last week, we actually did open our Lancaster Theater for the first time this year to extremely limited crowds. There's only a few people in the theater, but there's still people there. And watching the show again for the first time since rehearsals all the way back in early March, I leaned over to one of my coworkers and I said, you know, I feel like if we would have sat down this summer and quickly wrote a show for this year specifically, we could not have written this show better. Like, it's amazing to me that our show writers and producers 3 years ago when they were writing the show wrote it not knowing what this year would be, and yet here we are. Because Queen Esther's entire life was one of uncertainty. It was chaos. It was fear. It was, her whole world was turned upside down, and yet she chose courageous faith and saw the faithfulness of God. And that is the message that shines through the entirety of the story of Queen Esther.
Kate, last time we were together, Josh was with us, Josh Enck, the Sight and Sound Chief Creative Officer, and we didn't get in much detail, but I'd be curious to hear your concept, or at least your understanding, because it's one thing to have a physical building, a place, and a stage to do this, but yet it's another challenge when you have to film it for television, right?
Yes. And in this case, it's going to be truly live that Friday night. And so we've never done that before. We've filmed things. You know, it's one thing to have cameras in the theater and you can take a couple of days and get the best shots and then take months to edit and make sure the audio is all perfect. But this is truly the actual live show being broadcast. And for us, that's part of the fun of being able to bring people together, knowing that all across the country, people are going to be experiencing this at the exact same time. And part of what makes live theater so exciting is knowing that it's unfolding directly in front of you, like right as you're watching it. And so we want people to have that same experience because theaters all across the country are closed. We can't go have these experiences in person quite the way we used to. And so to be able to offer as close to an in-person theater experience as we can, we're super excited about that. And the show is just beautiful. So it's going to translate really well on camera. And we're bringing in, you know, we're going to have 10 cameras, several backstage. So there's going to be a pre-show and an intermission show. And you'll be able to see what's happening backstage as we get up ready for the show and get closer to showtime. And we're going to have a lot of fun in between in between the actual show itself.
Well, we're talking with Katie Miller from Sight and Sound. She is, you know, the infamous, and I would say infamous, corporate communications manager.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so we always love talking to her, as you can tell. Queen Esther, what a great story. But, you know, before we get into, because I want you to give us a quick synopsis. You touched on it just a little bit, but I want to give you a little bit more time. But what I'm excited to hear is how these different, how the community at large is dealing creatively with what you're giving to them creatively, like what you shared with us anecdotally, how these small youth groups are coming together and pre-buying codes so that they can participate, get involved and add a dimension to their Bible study that otherwise they would not have.
Yeah, it's really true. And I mean, I know for us, like, I mean, we keep joking about it. I have three kids at home and, you know, there's all the jokes that are swirling around on social media that parents are just done with trying to moderate screen time at this point in time. Like, we have been stuck in the house for so long without other activities to go do. And I know for me, even just as a mom, it's really hard sometimes to find things that I'm really great with my kids spending a couple of hours sitting and watching yet again, because they've been already watching TV and playing video games together all day long.
Right.
And so for this to be something that brings families together, that Christian schools can use to bring their students together, especially if they're not going to be able to be in person at that point in time, for churches, for youth groups, for Bible studies, for women's groups, for moms groups, to be able to have something that brings people together, that inspires, that brings hope in a season where I think we all need some hope.
Yes.
You know, the main part of Queen Esther is be still. Be still and know that He is God.
Amen.
And know that we were created for such a time as this.
And the date that we need to save is what date again?
Yeah, so the true live event is Friday, September 4th at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, which I know is a few hours earlier for our friends there in California. But we are also offering some encore show times on Saturday and Sunday. So they will be live streams of the pre-recorded content from Friday night. But if that time doesn't work for you Friday, there are some other options. And you can get all of the information about the main live show time and then the encore events at sight-sound.tv.
Well, we're just so excited about this this new streaming opportunity, and we cannot wait for Queen Esther. We got about a minute left, Katie. Just give everybody a quick synopsis of the Persian Empire, Queen Esther.
Yeah. Well, from a spectacular standpoint, Queen Esther is the largest show Sight and Sound has ever built. It's our largest set pieces, our largest cast, and our most costume pieces. So it is just beautiful and sparkling. But the thing that truly shines bright on stage is Queen Esther's story of faith. Her entire life was turned upside down. She's surrounded by risk and just an entire palace that is in upheaval and chaos through the reign of this king. And in the middle of being torn from her people, she finds the courage and the faith to be still, know that he is God and that she was created for such a time as this.
Well, sight-sound.tv is where you want to go to sign up and be with the rest of us as we watch the premiere on Sight and Sound's new experience of Queen Esther. Katie Miller, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to doing a follow-up after we screen the show, okay?
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I will talk to you again soon.
You got it. Take care. God bless. All the best, everybody. All right,
bye-bye.
Take care.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.